Hi, this is Trevor Steeg from Baba Jack.
This is Becky Tate from Baba Jack, and you're listening to The Raven and the Blues
on Talk Radio Europe, Radio Napa,
and Kansas City Online Radio.
Let me tell you a story. Sitting in a coffee shop, talking to this man, bitching about hard times. I didn't understand. Sipping on a $7 drink that he said was decaf. Why, he ain't even getting a buzz. I just had to laugh. I said, man, what you talking about? You're doing fine, and you're hardly trying. I seen times so hard, rats will eat onion and crying. Roaches eating rat poison, falling over and dying. Stocks, sporting a Rolex, on his updated phone, the man was getting a text. I said, now if this guy's doing bad, I must be in hell. Before I start talking to him, thought I was doing pretty well. A little while later, in walked his gorgeous wife. Yeah, he's doing bad. You know, it must be nice. She started griping, 'cause her personal trainer wasn't home. I'd love to have problems. I'd be on my own. Sitting up thinking, girl ain't got to worry about a thing. Hell, I'm living on the edge. Think I'm doing okay. Old man sitting there crying, 'cause his stocks dropped another day. Well, they got up and left in their big SUV. I bet you the notes on that thing more than my landlord charged me. I watched as they drove toward the rich part of town. They're doing bad. You know, they must be really down.
Gentle shuffling, talking blues to open up the programme this week. Smokin' Joe Kubek and Benoy King, the album Road Dog's Life from earlier on this year, and talking about bad luck It's the Raven and the Blues. My name's Dave Raven, however, and wherever you're listening, welcome to the programme. Some people I know have been listening for many, many years since the podcast started, and some are brand new. Either way, welcome. And that's an album which has been around, as I say, a month or so. Here's one which is just about being released. It came out kind of unofficially with what's probably called a soft release about a month ago. I think its hard release is due any week now. Will Wilde, Danny Wilde's younger brother, the album Raw Blues and Mean Mistreatin' Mama.
Thank you.
Days of the cotton fields may be over, but while they're women mistreating you, there's always a chance to write some good blues. Will Wilde in great voice there, and some fabulous guitar playing also from Stuart Dixon. That's the new album, which is called Raw Blues. His last one was 3 years ago, called Unleashed, and the difference in vocal is just staggering in those 3 years. It's a lovely, lovely album, and there you heard Mean Mistreating Mama. Many of the DJs here in the UK putting shows together do it on a kind of gut feeling. It's the, as you're listening to the tracks that come in each week and going through your archive of old material, it's what kind of resonates at the time, and therefore you can hear differences from one week to the next with Hal Lynn Dick and Cliff McKnight and Dave Watkins and all the rest of the guys, because we're choosing literally on how we feel. And this week tends to be, for me anyway, a little bit on the slow side. It's the way it's come together. But let's go back to an album from last year which resonated then and resonates now. Vicksburg Blues is the name of the album. Pat Donahue and Butch Thompson are the artists, and here they are with You Can't Lose a Broken Heart. Should be singing too. When I was listening to it, I thought vocals will come in any second now, and they don't all the way through the two, almost 3 minutes. Pat Donahue and Butch Thompson, Vicksburg Blues, a great album from last year, and You Can't Lose a Broken Heart. The album of the month this month has been well played and well received across all the various shows, and I've had lots of nice feedback too. The fabulous Baba Jack, the album Running Man, here they are with Some People.
Some people, it's a how do you do. Some people talking about the money in your pocket of me. I want to talk to you. Some people it's forever, and some people it's the here and now. Who are me? I've got to get through to you somehow. I get up in the morning and I go to work at night. Oh, I know my life has got to change and I know that I'm ready for it. Some people satisfy with nothing, and some people they want all they can get. I know what I want, and I know I haven't got it yet. Some people talk about the weather, and some people they say, how do you do? Some people talk about the money in their pocket, and me, I wanna talk to you. Pocket of me, I wanna talk to you. Well, some people it's forever, but some people it's the here and now. Oh, I know I've gotta get through to you somehow. It's what I wanna talk to you. Hey, it's what I wanna talk to you. Yeah, it's what I wanna talk to you. Hey, it's what I wanna talk to you. Yeah.
Saw them in Toulouse in the spring of this year at the European Blues Union. I'll be seeing them again on Sunday at the Bushy Blues Festival. I'm on in the afternoon with a sort of a potted history of English blues music at 3, and I think Trevor and Bex are on about 8 o'clock in the evening. It's going to be a fine night, and it's a really fine album too. The album of the month this month on the Independent Blues Broadcasters Association of the UK. They were a guest on the show about 2 or 3 weeks ago now. It is actually a bit longer than that, 5 weeks ago, and coming up very soon in about 4 or 5 weeks' time, looking forward to it, making a return trip, but this time with the keyboard player, our Wooden Horse.
See me come, hang your head and cry. If you see me come, hang your head and cry. Cause this road goes on forever. You never stop to wonder why. Every day, every way I start again. Every day,
every way I start again. Cause I wake up feeling empty and have to find a new best friend.
Be with us in mid-November. That's a track off their excellent album, which has been out about 6 weeks now, This Kind of Trouble. And the final track on the album, it's called Time Eyes Leaving. I noticed this week that one of the veterans of rock and roll and blues had his birthday on, Friday of this week. And Chuck Berry, 86 years old. A man, a legend, really, in the sense that he came back to the fore again because of the British invasion. I mentioned this because at Bushy on Sunday, I'm doing a kind of history of British blues music and doing the research for it and making sure I get all my facts right. It's been so much fun to do, and I really hope the audience on Sunday gets as much pleasure as I've got from putting it together. But one person who was so instrumental, really, in getting those blues going again was Chuck Berry. 86 years old on Friday. Here he is going back to 1963, 50 years ago, and something which became one of his staples, Nadine.
I thought I saw my future bride walking up the street. I shouted to the driver, "Hey, conductor, you must slow down. I think I see her. Please let me off the bus." Nadine, honey, is that you? Oh, Nadine, honey, is that you? Seem like every time I see you, darling, you got something else to do. I saw her from the corner when she turned and doubled back. Started walking toward a coffee-colored Cadillac. I was pushing through the crowd trying to get
That's a guy I've seen working twice in my life. Second time, his set lasted about a quarter of an hour. Chuck Berry, Rhythm and Blues from the 1960s. And Nadine celebrated his 86th birthday this week. Now, the majority of the listeners to the programme are based in the States, America and Canada. We have lots of things in common between America and the UK, but lots of things also separate us. And the name Reuben is not a common name to me. I've never met a Reuben in the flesh in my life. And yet two Reubens have come into my life this week. Reuben Sherrill made a donation to the programme. He's in Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much for your donation. Keeps the programme going. And a second Reuben, this time Reuben Hawkins from Texas. I'm not quite sure whereabouts in Texas. He also made contact. Now, Reuben Hawkins has been a listener for quite a long time. And he remembers a session we did about 7 years ago now with Dana Kurtz, when she came and sat opposite me, just her and I, almost our knees almost touching, and it was the most magical session. And for me, it was fabulous for me, and I still refer to it as one of my best sessions, and I think it was for Dana too. Anyway, Reuben said, had I heard this great session which was going on, or had been recorded last week in New Orleans, when Dana did a session, as Reuben said, so similar to the one she did for me, where she just sat and talked and played on Radio WWOZ. So I went and had a listen, and it was wonderful. And so I contacted the station and also contacted Dana and said, look, could I use something from that session? And the answer came back, yes. And the one I'm going to play you is so special because it's on the album which came out this year called Secret Canon 2, which I've already played the track from the album, but this is the studio version, the live version from last week in New Orleans, and it's just so different, and I think it's so much more preferable too. So Dana Kurtz, thank you, Reuben Hawkins, and I Look Good in Bad.
I've been bad since you left me. But I look good in bad. But I look so good and bad. I was a good girl for too long, and it nearly drove me mad. Thank you. without. Oh, I miss you sometimes, honey. Then my heart fills up with doubt. Be a good girl for too long. Well, it can wear a bad girl out. Go find yourself a nice girl. Hope she's sweet as candy cane. I find myself a bad boy. I might even learn his name. I'm
applause. Recorded live at the Chickiwawa.
Mr. Robert Mache on lead guitar there.
And the fabulous Dana Kurtz. Thanks to WWOZ for giving permission, and also to Dana too. And that is a live version recorded, I think, about 7 or 8 days ago. Thanks to Ruben Hawkins for alerting me to it. And that's a track which is originally on her album from the spring of this year called Secret Canon 2, and I Look Good in Bad. Wonderful stuff. Okay, back to the UK, Bare Bones Boogie Band, their album Tattered and Torn. It's their third album. It should have been really Bare Bones Boogie Band number 3, but who am I to argue? Here they are with Time to Be Free.
Who knows where the time goes? How it flows like a river flows. Just like you and me, 'cause we take time.
Be Free, the Bebo Boogie Band. Most of the tracks on the album written by Ian Black, the guitarist. Some of them a band composition. Great vocals, of course, from Helen Turner. Trev Turley on bass and Andy Jones on drums. Collectively, the Bare Bones Boogie Band. And the album Tattered and Torn and Time to Be Free. Back Across the States, an album which I love dearly. It'll be close for one of the albums of the year for me. I've enjoyed so many tracks from it. Anders Osborne is the artist. The album is called Peace. And here he is with something called Sentimental Times.
Thank you.
Zoe came to us in the early part of April of this year together with Rob Corallo on guitar. And then in the studio, they went in May of this year in Bournemouth and performed the tracks on this album, Blue Commotion, The Blues Don't Scare Me, as Zoe Schwartz and Blue Commotion. Great guitar playing from Rob Corallo there, but also on Hammond as well. Pete Whitaker, Sy Gennaro on harmonica, Pat Davey on bass and Paul Robinson on drums. Some great stuff indeed. And that is the only track. There are 12 tracks on the album, all written by Zoe and Rob, apart from that one, written by Billie Holiday and called Billie's Blues. Wonderful. Okay. Where do I go next? Do I go to the... Yeah, let's go to the Hoax, shall we? The Hoax have got a new album out, Big City Blues, it's called. Here they are with Keep On Messin'.
You come on in. If you keep on all your messing, it's gonna end in sin. Well, you talking all around town about things you just don't know. Well, you talking all around town about things you just don't know.
That's a hoax. The album Big City Blues and Keep On Messing. I'm all confused. It's been a strange week this week. But Sunday Wild has got a new album out called He Gave Me a Blue Nightgown. Now, there was a sort of small bell rung in the back of my brain. I thought, that rings a bell with me. But anyway, I thought, yeah, okay, well, it's a good album, but it seems vaguely familiar. I started to key it into the database, and all of a sudden it went bing, bing. And this time last year, I was playing a track from the album He Gave Me a Blue Nightgown, Sunday Wild. I'm going to play this now, and whilst it's playing, I'll see if I can do some research and see whether it's been reissued or whether we've just got it here in the UK or what's going on. Anyway, Sunday Wild, it's worth playing whether it's new or not new. And here she is from the album He Gave Me a Blue Nightgown, which may be new or old, and Sunday's Lover Man. Recorded in a lodge in Ontario, Northern Ontario, last year. Released last year in Canada. I suspect it's been released here in the UK and I've just been sent a copy of it, but luckily Sunday sent me a copy of it a year ago. Either way, it's maybe new to you. Sunday Wild, and He Gave Me a Blue Nightgown, and that's called Sunday's Lover Man. And that's almost it for the Raven and the Blues this week. I trust you've enjoyed the music on the programme. It's been rather more laid back and relaxed. If you're coming to Bushy Blues Festival over the weekend, come up and say hi. I'll be the one in the Raven and the Blues t-shirt. And also on Sunday, 3 o'clock, I'll be giving you a video history of the arrival of the blues in the UK and then how it went back to the home of the blues in the States and how it brought so much, just generally the history of the blues from 40 or 50 years ago. I enjoyed putting it together and it should be fun to do. Anyway, look forward to meeting you over the course of the weekend, for those of you that will get there, and scattered across the world. If you want to drop me an email, please do, dave@ravenblues.co.uk. www.raven.co.uk. The website, of course, www.raven.dj. And that's it. Let's close with a band compilation, a supergroup in a sense. We haven't had supergroups since the 60s, but it's good to have this one. They're called The Rides, Stephen Stills, Kenny Wayne Shepherd, and Danny Goldberg. And an album of some new stuff and some old stuff that's familiar. Let's close with something that is familiar. Have a great 7 days. I'll talk to you in a week's time. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye. I just talk to